In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. All praise belongs to Allah, originator of the heavens and the earth, maker of the angels, his messengers, possessing wings, 2, 3, or 4 of them. He adds to the creation whatever he wishes. Indeed, Allah has power over all things. Whatever mercy Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. And whatever he withholds, no one can release it after him. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. O mankind, remember Allah's blessing upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the sky and the earth? There is no God except him. So where do you stray? If they impugn you, certainly other apostles were impugned before you, and all matters are returned to Allah. O mankind, Allah's promise is indeed true, so do not let the life of the world deceive you, nor let the deceiver deceive you concerning Allah. Satan is indeed your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. He only invites his confederates, so that they may be among the inmates of the blaze. There is a severe punishment for the faithless, but for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, there will be forgiveness and a great reward. Is someone the evil of whose conduct is presented as decorous to him, so he regards it as good? Indeed, Allah leads astray whomever he wishes, and guides whomever he wishes, so do not fret yourself to death regretting for them. Indeed, Allah knows best what they do. It is Allah who sends the winds, and they raise a cloud. Then we drive it toward a dead land, and with it revive the earth after its death. Likewise will be the resurrection of the dead. Whoever seeks honor should know that honor entirely belongs to Allah. To him ascends the good word, and he elevates righteous conduct. As for those who devise evil schemes, there is a severe punishment for them, and their plotting shall come to naught. Allah created you from dust, then from a drop of seminal fluid. Then he made you mates. No female conceives or delivers except with his knowledge. And no elderly person advances in years, nor is anything diminished of his life, but it is recorded in a book. That is indeed easy for Allah. Not alike are the two seas, this one sweet and agreeable, pleasant to drink, and that one briny and bitter, and from each you eat fresh meat and obtain ornaments which you wear, and you see the ships plowing through them, that you may seek of his grace, and so that you may give thanks. He makes the night pass into the day, and makes the day pass into the night. And he has disposed the sun and the moon, each moving for a specified term. That is Allah, your Lord. To him belongs all sovereignty. As for those whom you invoke besides him, they do not control so much as the husk of a date stone. If you invoke them, they will not hear your invocation. And even if they heard, they cannot respond to you. And on the day of resurrection, they will forswear your polytheism, and none can inform you like the one who is all-aware. O mankind, you are the ones who stand in need of Allah, and Allah, he is the all-sufficient, the all-laudable. If he wishes, he will take you away and bring about a new creation. And that is not a hard thing for Allah. No bearer shall bear another's burden, and should one heavily burdened call another to carry it, nothing of it will be carried, even if he were near relative. You can only warn those who fear their Lord in secret and maintain the prayer. Whoever purifies himself, purifies only for his own sake, and to Allah is the return. The blind one and the seer are not equal, nor darkness and light, nor shade and torrid heat, nor are the living equal to the dead. Indeed, Allah makes whomever he wishes to hear, and you cannot make those who are in the graves hear. You are but a warner. Indeed, we have sent you with the truth as a bearer of good news and as a warner. And there is not a nation but a warner has passed in it. If they impugn you, those before them have impugned likewise. Their apostles brought them manifest proofs, holy writs, and illuminating scriptures. Then I seized the faithless. So how was my rebuttal? Have you not regarded that Allah sends down water from the sky, with which we produce fruits of diverse hues, and in the mountains are stripes, white and red, of diverse hues, and others pitch black? And of humans and beasts and cattle, there are likewise diverse hues. Only those of Allah's servants having knowledge fear him. Indeed, Allah is Almighty, all-forgiving. Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah and maintain the prayer, and spend out of what we have provided them, secretly and openly, expecting a commerce that will never go bankrupt, that he may pay them their reward in full and enhance them out of his grace. Indeed, he is all-forgiving, all-appreciative. That which we have revealed to you of the book is the truth, confirming what was revealed before it. Indeed, Allah is all-aware, all-seeing about his servants. Then we made heirs to the book, those whom we chose from our servants. Yet some of them are those who wrong themselves, and some of them are average, and some of them are those who take the lead in all good works by Allah's will. That is the greatest grace. Gardens of Eden, which they will enter, adorned therein with bracelets of gold and pearl, and their garments therein will be of silk. They will say, "All praise belongs to Allah, who has removed all grief from us. Indeed, our Lord is all-forgiving, all-appreciative, who has settled us in the everlasting abode by His grace. In it, we are untouched by toil and untouched therein by fatigue. As for the faithless, there is for them the fire of hell. They will neither be done away with so that they may die, nor shall its punishment be lightened for them. Thus do we requite every ingrate. They shall cry therein for help, Our Lord, bring us out so that we may act righteously, different from what we used to do. Did we not give you a life long enough that one who is heedful might take admonition? And moreover, the warner had also come to you. Now taste the consequence of your deeds. For the wrongdoers have no helper. Indeed, Allah is the knower of the unseen, of the heavens and the earth. Indeed, He knows well what is in the breasts. It is He who made you successors on the earth. So whoever is faithless, his unfaith is to his own detriment. And the unfaith of the faithless does not increase them with their Lord in anything except disfavor. And their unfaith increases the faithless in nothing except loss. Say, tell me about your partners you ascribe to Allah, whom you invoke besides Allah. Show me what part of the earth have they created. Do they have any share in the heavens? Have we given them a scripture so that they stand on a manifest proof thereof? Rather, the wrongdoers do not promise one another anything except delusion. Indeed, Allah sustains the heavens and the earth, lest they should fall apart. And if they were to fall apart, there is none who can sustain them except Him. Indeed, He is all-forbearing, all-forgiving. And they swore by Allah with solemn oaths, that if a warner were to come to them, they would be better guided than any of the nations. But when a warner came to them, it only increased them in aversion. Acting arrogantly in the land, and devising evil schemes, and evil schemes beset only their authors. So do they await anything except the precedent of the ancients? Yet you will never find any change in Allah's precedent, and you will never find any revision in Allah's precedent. Have they not traveled over the land, so that they may observe how was the fate of those who were before them? They were more powerful than them, and Allah is not to be thwarted by anything in the heavens or on the earth. Indeed, He is all-knowing, all-powerful. Were Allah to take mankind to task because of what they have earned, He would not leave any living being on its back. But He respites them until a specified time. And when their time comes, Allah indeed sees best His servants.